So Tuesday, the discussion, any question that cannot decide? Yeah, bring up if you have. Anything, a question, complicate, or everybody get right answer? Only those complicated ones, yeah. Only complicated that cannot answer during the class, yeah. Okay.
I think I'm asking this question because I just found out I've got the wrong answer because I didn't understand the question. This is. One of Ken Rinpoche's question from one of the lessons that you asked us to think about during the discussion, there aren't any examples of actions that are not done, but that are accumulated for the three non-virtuous mental actions, covetousness, malice, and wrong views. Does this mean that if it is a non-virtuous mental action, it is necessarily both accumulated and done?
So, anybody discuss during the class Tuesday?
We did discuss, and I think I may have guided my group incorrectly because I told them that based on what I had read in one of the commentaries, it seems that mental action, non-virtuous mental action, is necessarily both accumulated and done. Because accumulation is a mental activity, and because it's a mental action, the doing of it is also a mental activity. So the two things happen at the same time. But now after discussing with another classmate, I'm not very sure whether I understood the correction, the question correctly. Thank you.
Da yigi sumdila ani karisana le karisa sala machaba yo mare esnida that is sebushi ni yungu yore rawa le sala machaba se yo mare esta da ti tashu ni sungu yore
in the text it is stated very clearly that for the three non-virtuous mental actions, right? Covetousness, ill will, and wrong views. There isn't, for any of the three of them, there can't be an action that is accumulated but not done. So the thing that I wanted to ask you is, why is it necessarily done? Once it is accumulated, why is it also necessarily done? For the three mental non-virtuous actions, right?
Oh, 독신이. 다 디 삼로 단독한라. 다 가서 무시 시작해요. 디 샤바인자. 다 얘기 숨들라 제바 강실로 마사바 열어야 말해. 뒤가 저 삼나 단실로 와. 와 제바는 싸고 그들도 뒤안고 뒤 삼나 단실에.
So in order to think about this, so to ask yourself, is there a mental non-virtuous action that is done but not accumulated?
Yeah. Should be ready after the Tuesday discussion. Yeah. Yes, any? Ro, ta yigi lel cheba masaba yore besta. Sala ma cheba yo amare sine la mina sebo sunsa ro wa.
So it is stated clearly in the text that there isn't a mental non-virtuous action that is accumulated but not done.
Yeah.
So this is stated clearly in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, the Lamrim Chenmo. Yeah? Right? So having said that, then is there a mental non-virtuous action that is done but not accumulated? Is there?
Have or not? Yeah. Yeah. If you have, then must give example. Yeah. If you don't have, explain the reason. Also, first one. Sagla, the machewa meba kareres.
So, why is it that for a mental non-virtuous action, once it is accumulated, then it is also done? What is the reason for that? Why?
Yeah. Yes, you can answer.
No, I cannot answer the second question, but I was trying to answer the first, then he Venerable Jami, next question. So can I try to do the first one?
That's one.
Mental action done but not accumulated.
Give me example.
So if I am really angry and I hate somebody and I really hate somebody and I have thoughts of revenge and murder and anger and, you know, really for a long time, but I don't do it. It doesn't become an action. So it is a mental non-virtuous action done because I'm thinking such unvirtuous thought, but I haven't done the action of murder. It is not accumulated.
We're not talking about murder, we're talking about the non-virtuous mental...
Yeah, so a non-virtuous mental action, if I have really thoughts of anger and revenge for somebody, is surely non...
So
if you say this, then basically is the Lamrim Chenmo wrong, basically?
No.
Basically that's the point.
No, I'm sure it's not, but in my simple mind, mental non-virtuous
action.
For a mental non-virtuous action, any of the three, in order for it to be accumulated, it doesn't have to manifest externally in either a physical or verbal action, right?
No, so this is obviously what I need to clarify in my head because I'm confused.
Not necessary.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Not necessary. Yeah.
So I can't answer the question.
Okay. Sit down. don't make wrong, huh?
He hasn't used a helmet for a long time.
I try.
What? What do you try?
In my dream.
Which question?
Action, mental action done but not accumulated. In my dream, I like his robe very much.
Obviously, I haven't seen it.
It's a covetousness. I like his robe and I want to own it. But it happens in my dream.
So you covered my room in the dream.
So I've done it, but I've not accumulated.
Don't say can, huh?
huh?
Maybe that example could be possible. Yeah. But done, not accumulate. Yeah. Can we think about that? Still not sure. Yeah. Time is sapala.
So, if it is a mental non-virtue, why is it that when it is accumulated, it is also necessarily done?
Yeah, come. Yeah, anybody. Yeah. Whoever helps us jump, you know.
I think the moment it is accumulated, it is necessarily done, because accumulation of karma seems to be related to a mental activity, you know. This intention, a strong intention, makes the karma accumulated. So because we are talking about mental non-virtuous actions, the moment it's a mental non-virtuous action that is accumulated, the doing of a mental action is having the thought. You know, the performance of the mental action is having the thought. So once it's accumulated, it is necessarily done.
They sit down there.
So based on your answer, it follows that a mental virtue once done is necessarily accumulated. Basically, if it is not done, means it's also not accumulated, based on what you are saying. Yeah, based on your answer, it seems to be saying that if it is done, then it's also necessarily accumulated. Yeah. Sounds like it. So it follows that for you, once it is done, it's necessarily accumulated. Otherwise, what extra ingredient do you need for it to be accumulated? Once you think about it.
The duration of the thought. Thank you. Someone is giving me
duration.
A
duration.
The length of the thought. That's why when Ken Rinpoche
not caught my thing. Huh? Duration is what you mean. Long time then accumulate.
Ah.
Short time not accumulate. You saying that?
Something
that's
like that.
Then
the dream how?
Long dream then how? All
done,
that dream, how?
Done, but not accumulated. Not sure, leh. Not sure.
Then sit down. Yeah. That's all?
In the text, we've identified the different kinds of the different types of suffering. So one can identify the suffering into the three types: the suffering of pain, the suffering of change, and the suffering of conditionality. And when we talk about, you know, a mind that is determined to be free from suffering, the mind that wishes to renounce suffering. The suffering that is to be renounced by this mind is mainly the suffering of conditionality.
어떻게네 가르스나 아니지 빼서 동아기 동아래 아니 냐월 중도 대당 탄덕을로 아니 타나 전도인 세계 줄라냐 아니 게 여태시 아 동아기 동아래 탄덕을로 전도라 게 여레스.
So when we talk about the wish to be free of suffering here in this context, it is the wish to be free from the suffering of conditionality. Why? The wish to be free from the suffering of pain is something that even our ordinary beings, like animals, have.
가서래 빼나 사제 초와 대화 대우들을 쓰기와래 교회 동아 세대 동아 그런 신인발라 내가 아니 대가로 원치 어떤데지라 다 교회 동아 쓰거래 그러고 이 동아 그런 신인발제 안 대가로 롬바점 소수 신바점 좀 모두 전기 내서라 동아 그런 신인데시 다 동다 사제 초와 대화 대우들 쓰기와래 다 틴데라 아니 즉 사제 초와 대화 다 교회 동아라 다 냐우르 정도게 너디 아니 타나 치료변 시기에 유로 유대시 그러봐.
Then one you have the suffering of change. The suffering of change is essentially basically the contaminated pleasure, contaminated feelings of pleasure, yeah? Right? So while in reality it is in the nature of suffering, most people apprehend it or view it as a happiness. Yeah. But actually, in reality, it's only in the nature of suffering. So, suffering of change refers to all the contaminated feelings of contaminated pleasant feelings. Yeah. And the wish to be free from this suffering, the wish to renounce this suffering of change, is found in the minds of non-Buddhists.
어떻게니? 다돈다 된대기다. 사실 소화대화라 이 녹체. 다 삼대 시바인지기. 다 무시 두배 소화단 좀 보시라네. 어떤데 냠냠치네. 다 인지미지 남바과에 매바래. 봐.
So there are many non-Buddhists who renounce this suffering of change. Yeah. And basically, they renounce these contaminated feelings of pleasure, and in order to, and they aim to achieve the different concentrations, especially the fourth concentration, yeah, whereby they seek to just abide in a feeling of, you know, this neutral kind of equanimous feeling.
Yeah. 아니 저 단념 보실래 내 투벨라 아니 남부 이 뭐가 다다다.
Yeah, so you don't have to be a Buddhist, you know, to be able to renounce the suffering of change, and you don't have to be a Buddhist, you know, to, you know, to seek, you know, to achieve this state whereby you're abiding in just in a feeling of equanimity.
어떤다 아니지 갑디다 콜레토 스타도 동아래 초와 코아래 초와 사이드 조조 따갑지 손에디 삭제냐올림비 풍보스다 로 아니지 동아그 랑신지도 통제 아니지 텔레 촌도 로 중해지라 아니 코아라 촌도 깨바 세시다 던다.
So here for us the wish to be free from suffering or the wish to free ourselves from cyclical existence refers to a wish or desire to free ourselves from the appropriated, contaminated physical and mental aggregates. Right? So a person who has renunciation for this, a person who has renunciation wish to be free from the contaminated, appropriated, contaminated physical and mental aggregates, and that person is said to have developed the wish to be free from cycling existence. So, you know, in the section where the eight types of sufferings are discussed, well, for the eight, the most important one, the primary one, is the eighth one, yeah, right, which is the suffering of the appropriated aggregates, yeah. So, that is the main type of suffering that we have to understand. Yeah. And that refers to the appropriated physical and mental aggregates which are contaminated. The reason being because the aggregates, the contaminated aggregates, are the result of karma and the afflictions. And because it is the product of karma and the afflictions, therefore they are in the nature of suffering. So we have to see for ourselves that our own contaminated body and mind, which is a result of our karma and afflictions, we have to see that the aggregates, our own aggregates, are in the nature of suffering, right? It is in the nature of suffering because it is the product of karma and afflictions. And it doesn't stop there. It's on top of it being a product of our own karma and afflictions, it is a vessel for future suffering. And because on the basis of having this contaminated body and mind, we accumulate fresh karma to suffer in the future, yeah. And then, because of having this contaminated body and mind, we have the basis for experiencing all the problems of this life and the sufferings of birth, old age, and sickness and death, yeah. And on top of that, so because we experience the suffering of change on the basis of this body and mind. So it is stated in the teachings that until we develop a renunciation for this contaminated body and mind, contaminated appropriate aggregates, yeah. Until then, we will not be able to develop an authentic intent or desire for liberation.
So
if we want to develop an authentic intent or desire for liberation, we first have to realize for ourselves that our own contaminated body and mind, our aggregates, are in the nature of suffering. So without which, there's no way to develop a real desire for liberation. So therefore, in order to develop an authentic desire for liberation, we first have to understand and realize the first noble truth, the truth of suffering. And the truth of suffering refers primarily to the suffering of the appropriated aggregates. So, and in order to develop an understanding of the truth of suffering, we first have to realize that the aggregates, our contaminated body and mind, is impermanent. Yeah. So, as you can see in the four seals of the Buddhism. The four seals of Buddhism, the very first one is all composed phenomena are impermanent. So that includes our contaminated, appropriated physical and mental aggregates. Yeah. So they are in the nature of impermanence. And when we talk about the impermanence of our body and mind, of our life, we're not talking about just the cause or the gross impermanence, our life coming to an end, or our aggregates come to an end at the end of this life. But rather, we are also talking about the momentary disintegration of the aggregates, how our body and mind are changing in each and every moment.
Yeah. Okay.
I did talk about this, yeah. The quotation from Dharmakirti, Gaurav's Quran on Dharmakirti, yeah. But just in case those of you who didn't really understand, so I'll just repeat it again. Yeah. So the great master Dharmakirti said that because the aggregates, or because it is impermanent, therefore it is miserable. And because it is miserable, it is selfless. So I think was Dharmakirti said this, yeah. And I think it is important for us to understand what he meant. So the aggregates, our aggregates, our body and mind, they are impermanent. Why are they impermanent? Because they are changing in each and every single moment. So they undergo momentary disintegration. Because of this, therefore, the aggregates are impermanent. So the aggregates are
impermanent.
So this is something that you have to pay a little bit more attention to. Try to concentrate on what's being said. So if you don't try, then of course you will not see any connection of what all this has to do with this topic. Yeah. So we try, then at least there's some chance. Okay? So the aggregates of contaminated body and mind, they are impermanent. Why? Because they undergo momentary disintegration. Momentary disintegration, that means they're changing in each and every single moment, isn't it? Yeah. Okay?
어떻게네 따뜻한데 아니 계지 사진이 얼른 풍부리 계지 집바 태양 아니지 다 귀단 귀 잡아래서 계지 지게돼 귀 잡아래서 좀비 모아다.
So okay, the aggregates are impermanent because they undergo momentary disintegration. They undergo change in each and every single moment. Why does it undergo momentary disintegration? Why does it change from moment to moment? Why? The change must come from certain causes and conditions, isn't it? There must be a reason why they undergo momentary disintegration.
어떻게? 따뜻한다니 사실 야올림 뭐 기지 지게 돼 내려이 풍부 기지 육화란 게 차가래 쓰고 한다.
Okay, so the aggregates undergo momentary disintegration because of there must be a reason, there must be a cause and a condition for that. Yeah. So what is the cause for the aggregates to undergo momentary disintegration? The cause for it to undergo change in each and every single moment is none other than the cause that has produced the aggregates.
어떻게네? 돈다니 야올림베 풍부계시 육화랑기
So the cause that has produced the aggregates is the very thing that produces the aggregates to be in the nature of changing in each and every single moment. It's the same cause.
어떻게네? 근데 인상 다 되는 야올림베 풍부 다 사전 야올림베 풍부 동학교랑 신신교 풍부 등이 다 중책의 교 강화에서나 다 야단이 모래 쓰니 따다다 조병만 따다다.
What is the cause that has produced our contaminated body and mind? What is the cause? If you analyze the end result is the answer is karma. And their afflictions.
Oh, today in Zhang, that's a senior limbic pumbody, that letter, you letter, you monk, Shawan, then Shawan Jinza, that Dunga Vares, that on that Mita begins in the Dunga to be Mudu, that on that.
So, because the aggregates of contaminated body and mind is the product of karma and afflictions. When it says the product, means it is come about under the control, the power of karma and afflictions. Because of karma and afflictions as the cause, the aggregates are produced, yeah, isn't it? And because the aggregates are produced from karma and afflictions, it is miserable. It is in the nature of suffering. So from this, you can see how, by depending on the reason of impermanence, the aggregates are established to be in the nature of suffering. Bole.
Bole? Don't bole? Huh? That in the exam, that in the ma, that carasana, Junchegi, Ju, that Tondani, Tatuna, Tanzi, Maribe Kunelang, the Chumashi, Ravata, Tanzanian, Pumbo, the Junchedi, not to Tanzi Maribal, the Chumashi. That Tanzi Maripa Sidogana, that Doctor Zimbeloci, Doctor Mado, Doctor Zimbeloci, Ravatero Lodi, that Yang Taba Maris, Luchinja Boris, Rava, Chesan, Tanzim.
So the cause of the contaminated body and mind is the karma and afflictions. Yeah, karma and afflictions. Yeah. But if you investigate deeper, the ultimate, the root cause is ignorance. Yeah. Okay, and ignorance, which is ignorance apprehending a self. Right. So ignorance apprehending a self. It's a distorted mind. It's an erroneous mind. It's wrong. Yeah. Okay. So what does ignorance apprehend? Ignorance apprehends a self. Ignorance conceives of a self. But in reality, the self that is conceived by ignorance does not exist. Yeah.
Oh, today in town, da dunga wa imbesi da me ba ins. Da dunga wa junsen do chene da me ba de se da.
So because of this, therefore the aggregates are selfless. Yeah. So based on the reason that the aggregates are miserable in the nature of suffering, because it is in the nature of suffering, it is miserable, therefore it is selfless.
Right? Or just in print. You can think. The summer diet, the summer came, the net those who had the carcina, the shunala. Meet up by imbecile, dunga imbecile, dame by insects, you may that love each other, but in this in good to be well, that till a condesta, the tabu yore, condes to win us what is some of the answer.
So, this is something was to
be Namjuni that sick the tabu yung de chile, Lord.
So yeah, so this is something to think about because this is what you can, this is what you will find in the treatises. Yeah. So the great master Dharmakati said that because it is impermanent, therefore it is in, because it is impermanent, it is in nature of suffering. Because it is the nature of suffering, it is selfless. Yeah. So this is what he said, yeah. And but we have to understand why he said what he said.
What the one shin chipara, that to say tamji mitawa, to then in which but to say tamji mitawa, such a tamji dumawa, children don't in damas. Tinza, Yanga, Shiva said the young child soon shorter. Not to like chipado.
So actually, the meaning is the same. No? As, if you, its meaning is the same. If you look at the four seals, yeah, I think that's how we translate it. Yeah, anyway, the four seals. Yeah. The four seals of what? Buddhism, right? Well, anyway, whatever. It doesn't sound right in English, but anyway, the four seals. What are they? They are. The first one is all composed phenomena are impermanent. All the contaminated phenomena are miserable in nature of suffering. And the third one is what? So all phenomena are empty and selfless. Then the fourth one is liberation is peace.
Peace.
So the fourth one, liberation is peace. That is quite easy to establish. Why? Because the antidote for the root of cyclic existence exists. There's an antidote. Not only is there an antidote, there's a very powerful antidote. Yeah. Basically, the wisdom realizing selflessness, which is the direct antidote to the root of cyclic existence, which is the ignorance, yeah, apprehending itself. So, because the root of cyclic existence there is an antidote to it. Therefore, one can put an end to the cause. You put an end to ignorance, and you will be able to achieve liberation. Yeah.
Oh, that tendency, I need to study. What do you think that the time is? That the Tatin deyin sare kazushiba na shire ta tandai ni zota kazan bena kazan kazan chi shuin sam sta tandai ni dunga gi dunga gyue dunga kyaba tu chi gi dunga sin ta sum sum a chi ta tandai ni kazushiba na shire ta dunga gi na kazan ta gyue dunga se di zo tere sa chi nya kaz sa chi gi zo at da wa la ta da wa shen ba di ta tandai ni 셈이 소화대 와진 거로 봐. 나 대라 믹제. 나 먼저 잡아게. 그러 봐. 나 잡아 게임 거야래. 그러 봐.
In the explanation of the three types of suffering, the suffering of pain, suffering of change, and the suffering of conditionality. So the suffering of change, right? If we look at the suffering of change, what it is essentially is none other than our contaminated pleasant feelings, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, while it's in the nature of suffering, we view it or we believe that it is happiness, and due to that belief, then we kind of fixated on it. Yeah, we are attached. Yeah, we are grasped at that pleasant feeling.
어떻게네 딱 딘데기 아니 사실 소 대화디 아니 꼭답 치고요. 제가 간디스 거기 답 쳐도 좋아. 간이 있으나 들으는 자고에.
So it is so this suffering of change is something that we need to stop our fixation on our attachment to this suffering of change. Yeah? Right? So what is the way to overcome our attachment to these contaminated pleasant feelings? Are you able to answer? What is the way? Yeah. How do we overcome our attachment to these contaminated pleasant feelings?
들어봐. 나도 사실 초아도 가지고도 델세비 세바지게 그러와. 알아봐. 나 세바디 중으로 땅 걸어봐. 알아봐. 나 세바디 향도 선아. 나 지켜 말아봐. 나 세바 중으로 땅 걸어봐.
So when you experience pleasant feelings, and for us it's contaminated, of course, right? So we are We grasp at it, yeah. We fixated on it. We like it. Yeah. We attach to it, yeah. So we have attachment to that, yeah. That feeling, isn't it? So, but we all know that we are supposed to do something with that attachment, right? I mean, we just kind of let it go on, yeah. So here the question is that what can we do about it, and how do we reduce our attachment for these pleasant feelings?
That is question, yeah. Question. 어떻게 되냐마 다 동아게 동아를 쓴 시인 거다 다 돈다 동아게 동아 게임도 가라 다 동아게 동아 게임도 가라 돈당이 소 동아 게임 거래 다 동아게 동아 게임도 가라 다 가르소래 아 가르소래 그래 다 뭐야 re ta dunga cheng me ta dunga cheng du kana dunga chawa la ten ne dunga ta cheng du kana ta ta chawa chi ge marwa ta kare chi ge se na ta kondo la yo re ba
when we experience the suffering of pain, when we come into contact with we experience painful sensations, yeah, unpleasant feelings, we usually develop aversion for it, yeah. Upset, we are upset, we get upset, we get angry. So, but then we need to do something about it, yeah. So when we meet with painful sensations, unpleasant feeling, we get upset, we get angry. So, but we all know that, you know, we have to reduce the anger. Yeah. So what is the way or the best way to deal with anger in this situation? And then you have the suffering of conditionality or the pervasive compounding
suffering.
So this induces a feelings of neutral feelings. This induces contaminated neutral feelings. How do we turn away? How do we deal with this?
The top shot to a kainam start to a sumre, or tell a that German lingue, or a tok senata top shot to a start to toil, or tok sena lingue.
So, what is the best way to deal with this? These contaminated neutral feelings, which basically induced by the suffering conditionality. Yeah. So now you have three questions,
right?
So we have these three types of suffering: the suffering of pain, the suffering of change, and the suffering of conditionality. But depending on these three types of suffering, we develop unpleasant feelings, painful sensations, pleasurable sensations, and neutral feelings respectively. And in dependence on those feelings, we developed anger, attachment, and ignorance respectively. So this is something for you to think about and to discuss, yeah. So in relation to the three types of sufferings, we don't know the three mental poisons are induced, developed. Yeah. What is the best way to avert them? Yeah, to deal with them. Yeah.
What in the area? That today, shamba kemi do. That tonda nyimbo tere. That sasya nyawa nimbe pumbo usidi. That dunga kerang sinche imba. That jik dubgo yadi kechi mushaku yare. Loa.
So the very important point is that we have to see for ourselves, you know, how our own contaminated body and mind, which we have, how that is in the nature of suffering. So this is something that we have to It's really important to realize for ourselves. Yeah. So, and this is something that we have to work at it. Yeah, by thinking about it. Okay.
어떤데 손에 다 돈다니 다 기부 드니 갑라 다 돈다 다 미 동할지 다 돈도 제라 때네 다 배진 뚝 투야래 티네 아니지 하마인 땅 사당 하마인 동아 어떻게 쓰는 숨고 요래 그러와 저 제상 하마인 라양 다 돈다 사이 다 코난 숨바나 싫어 땅아자 갑라 드니 다 미라도 동아 틴데 나다 사당 하마인 다 배진 동아 요구 말했어 다 양 코코야랑 심 말해 서 틴데 양 사 돈도 냥해 그러와 파당함이 튼튼이네. 로지 시그르와 밀라다 튼데리나 파당함이 스도 동아레 토아도 튼데양 식 섬 콜 시그르데 티아 마레스 다 둔다 파당함이라 안 동아 빠도 메고 용에 티아 안 식 사전이 얼리 풍보던 제다바인 타 티아 동아레랑 신체스 어떻게니 숨고 요래
In the text, the sufferings of humans and The divine beings are also discussed here. The suffering of the humans, the suffering of the demigods, and the suffering of the gods. Yeah. So I think the suffering of the human beings is quite straightforward, right? Right? Unless you're not Lim Zi Lang, otherwise it's quite straightforward. Yeah. But the text discusses the suffering of the demigods and gods. Yeah. While we may realize that the human life is suffering, it is possible for us to actually aspire to be a god or a demigod, yeah. Because it's possible to think that they enjoy the good life, the high life, they have a wonderful life, and one may actually even wish to be. To be in their place, right? So, of course, it's possible really to think, to have these aspirations. So, of course, the text explains that that they do experience their own kind of suffering as well, yeah. And basically, because they also possess a contaminated body and mind, therefore, even their rebirth, their existence is in the nature of. So here in the root text, yeah, it is about the suffering of the demigods, right? So it is said that the demigods are mentally tormented by jealousy, that they cannot bear the wealth of the gods, yeah. So because of that jealousy, then they pick a fight, you know, with the gods, yeah. And of course, when they fight and they experience, they have to. In the fight, they experience then themselves being chopped, split, and whatever. Although they possess intelligence, they have, I don't know, say it's fully ripened obscurations, and as a result, they cannot see the truth while in their rebirth. Yeah.
ओ तिने सुंगदो त तिने मा त दबे था अनि कम खों मे था सो तिने दुंग सुंगे त दबे था ला थंदा इ त दुंग मंग बो जों सुंग यो रे रवा
देन दिस दिस डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द सफरिंग्स एक्सपीरियंस बाय द गॉड्स इन द डिजायर रियल या
어떻시니 다 돈다니 다 더벨 살라 다 가시든 막 가시든 들어도 진짜 집과 당보들아 다 되벨하라 진데 나 사이 도발라 롱쪽발 중에 대와래 치프베세 시대 나 통화나 텔레 중에 동안 최초가 중앙 호수다 다 돈다 진데 신다 다와 롱체 대야티 나야다 치즈 치고도 가나 마싱원아 다 땅마 치대 땅마 보지마 치대가 신용하시 다 루지 카도 미도바 때나 미가바스 메달 저원 님바스 콜라지 마차바스 루랑 오메 오메 무중화 호소도 신 치대가 중제 아니 지 마치베 오는도 치대가 중제 동아 타고 용과야
섬바 So, so here the suffering of the desire realm gods are described. Yeah. Okay. So these desire realm gods they derive pleasure from indulging their sensual desires. Yet greater than this, greater than the pleasures that they experience is the tremendous. Suffering the experience while dying, and at the time of when dying, these desire realm gods is said to experience or are said to be aware of the five signs of death. Yeah. So the five signs of death are having a I don't know about hideous, but having a hideous bodily complexion. Then they develop a dislike for their cushions or the seats. Yeah.
Huh? Some hair cut or no? Somebody from God's realm here? No? Having sign and I don't want to sit on the cushion.
It's okay. I think some people may have all five signs here. The third one, their flower garlands are wilt. Then the fourth is their clothing starts to smell, and they sweat. Yeah. An unaccustomed sweat. That means they never ever sweat in their life. You know? And at the time of death, then they start to sweat. Yeah.
Oh, tinde ta thoda ta tingur wata chide thoin do kana ta thanda. Tinde ki chide yungche ta kalsone ta. Tinde ki ta semna dunga thabu nyonga shenda menoshi. Rwa ti sungu yore.
The thing is that what the text is trying to say is that for these desire realm gods at the time of death they experience tremendous anguish, mental suffering.
What they start on that? That's what in the mother Korean that in Shamba Kim. What in the issue that on that in the mother Suksume. That on that delight in the door, that so soon make it hot, didn't the devil hala in the shed, didn't my so soon make it hala young? That on that don't all yonder, come commanding the phantom, don't all get to all majors, new moon button, dancing, debutant, chela, cheap for a dung, never around maybe, Ninny Linking, don't all say that.
Okay. Then, then what about the gods in the form and formless realms. Yeah. Well, it's translated as uppermost realms, but the uppermost seems to mean only one. Yeah, uppermost means one. Yeah, so actually there are more than one. I mean, it's talking about the upper realms, not the upper. Yeah, anyway, forget. The gods of the form and formless realms. Okay, though they escape. These sufferings, the sufferings that was mentioned earlier, right? Nevertheless, they die in possession of the afflictions and obscurations. Because they have no control over their future dwelling place. So even they suffer on account of their dysfunctional tendencies.
That 아니 근데 숨겨야 다 뒤숨아 뒤에 맞다 숨기 농대야 다 남주자 소수 예나야 보용해 그리고 강시 수진 숨에 봐 동아도 동아 레디신 땡진 대회 다니지 까와 요한 매번에 대한 신도 예주 신스 텔레 라양 동안 주스 예주 동아 발롱레 대바 떠오 중주라스 대장치다 링민에 스칼라 딩의 차랑 송 집에 또비 다방다 대니 동에 다진스 말매 링도 봐왔다 계지래래 직왔다 도제 용주를 시아바니 동안 타기 니버치 제소 소티
So even the gods in the form and formless realms, they have no control as to where they will go in their next life. Yeah. So as I mentioned before, it is very possible for them to fall back into the lower realms. Right. So anyway, this four verses from the discussion of the requisite collections. So the text it says. Those in the form of formless realms are beyond the suffering of pain and the suffering of change. By nature, they have the bliss of meditative concentration. They remain motionless for an eon. But even this is most assuredly not liberation. After they have counted on it, they will again fall. Though it may seem as though they have transcended the turbulence of the miserable realms, yet, like birds soaring in the sky, they cannot stay forever, though they try. Like an arrow shot with the strength of a child, they will fall back down in the end. So just as butter lamps that burn for a long time are in fact perishing in every moment, they are afflicted by the changes of the suffering of conditionality. So what it is saying is that even the gods in the form and formless realms, because their bodies and their contaminated body and mind, and because they have the contaminated body and mind, therefore their existence is also in the nature of suffering. So because of having those the contaminated body and mind, even though for the time they are. For the time when they are in that realm, they do experience pleasure, they do experience happiness. But it doesn't last forever. It doesn't last forever, yeah. Because the body is in the nature of suffering. So there will come a time when they have to move on to a next rebirth. And it is very likely that that they again go back into the lower realms.
내년에
is asking me about about this word dysfunctional tendencies. This is in English is dysfunctional tendencies. I cannot comment whether it's an accurate translation because I don't even know what the Tibetan means. You know? I've been trying to figure out for a long time anyway. 내년에
What the hell? that took sin that the quad green machine that you don't couple to put on. Ne Sudugana Nien lens, tick red in the took Chevina. Ne Sudu Tate Dungal get ten Chevins up, ne say.
So if we look at the word in Tibetan, it's ni ni len. So if we ni ni len. So if we look at the words individually, ni. If you translate it as state, the state or basis, yeah. So what does ni then means? Ni here means a basis for suffering.
Tate dungal kiwi ten chaban sang ne se chita.
Yeah, so ni, we translate ni as the basis. What it means is because it is the basis for experiencing suffering now, so it is called basis ni.
Nyamba lemba sta nyen lens ta nyamba lemba suduka na ta jungjur ki dungal tenge ki tenge yesa ta jungjur ki dungal tenge yesa nyamba lemba se sta to ba
nyen no
nga na nyen tu kya se do nyamba se
nyamba
lemba se sho ta jungjur ki dungal tenge chi yesa nyamba lemba se sta to ba
so nyen len is means literally to
learn some Tibetan.
Nyimba is bad. Len means to take. So to take on something, I mean literally means to take on something bad. So what it means is on the you it is the source for future suffering. For future suffering. So you is like literally is like taking on bad, taking the bad.
Yeah, that one just side. Huh? Not in the topics. What is him? I don't know.
So based on that, is dysfunctional tendencies. What we've just discussed here is the etymology. Etymology and definition is different. We have gone through that before. Yeah.
Okay, it's not so. Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
So it doesn't matter where we are born in the three realms, because the rebirth comes with these contaminated body and mind. It is all in the nature of suffering. So if that's the case, then it is something that we need to free ourselves from. We need to separate ourselves from that. Yeah. So the contaminated, appropriated, physical mental aggregates basically is this true suffering. Yeah. So what is the origin of this true suffering? The origin is we have to understand what is the origin, the cause for our contaminated body and mind, in order for us to be free from it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, next is the true the origin of suffering, looking at the source of the contaminated body and mind. So this section here, reflecting on the process of psychic existence in terms of its origins, is discussed in three main sections. Number one, how the afflictions arise. Number two, how you thereby accumulate karma. And then number three, how you die and are reborn.
어떻게 했다? 디네마 다 디네마 다 니모 어째 수 수도가나 다 돈다 다 돈다 디네마 수매나 다 가르스나 다 니모 세디 다 당보 띵오라 디네용도 다 당보 니모 째 수 세다 디수노가나 담모 니모 세디 조치 너봐 Nimong said the story, but let the Nimong in Nane, the Nimong said the story, that is somewhere.
So, in the first one, the first section, how the afflictions arise here. So, here the text states clearly that the afflictions are the main cause of suffering.
What is the Latin Malone to me? The Quarrel to be Jews. Jula, Lenin Yuejang, Nimumba so in this, Nimumena, Masaki, the Tangle Deva, Yuejang, Lendang, Sala Soka, maybe serving in Yuku Midova Shindus, and Lela Lenji Chicken, maybe Dumal in Yuku Midova Chitans. What you think, Chicken?
So, okay, so on page 116 of the root text, but you're reading the Ramin Chemo, is on page 298. Karma and the afflictions are both necessary as causes for the creation of our psychic existence, but the afflictions are primary, for just as a seed without moisture, soil, etc., will not produce a sprout. So, in the absence of afflictions, even though you have accumulated immeasurable karma in the past, there will be no sprout of suffering because the karma lacks the necessary cooperating conditions.
Otoxin Tindeg is an injunction, chick otoxin to the Tinema, Nimo Yuna, Anni Langar Sak Mejang, Temata to Sad Sane, Pumbochima Lembichiro, start on the Junsen Nigitine, the Nimo Zores, Toxin to be.
So, this is one reason why, of the two, karma and afflictions, afflictions are the primary cause of psychic existence. A further reason afflictions are primary is because even without previously accumulated karma, if the afflictions are present, you immediately accumulate new karma and will thereby appropriate aggregates in the future. So this is the second reason. So these are the two reasons that show why of the two, karma and afflictions, afflictions are the primary cause of psychic existence.
내단 님은 나네 다 님은 조치와 힘받아 균생 가래도스 균생 가래곡도 쉬우는 시바나신 아니 니에고에 니에네 삼로 땅고에 다 님은 조리샤 세다 로 차르고에 어디래
So so you have to remember what are the two reasons that are stated in the text, you know, for they are explaining why the afflictions are the main cause of psychic existence. You have to remember what is stated in the text. There are two reasons, yeah. After you have kind of memorized them, what are the two reasons, and then you have to think about the reasons. And the point is that when you think about it, then you come to your own understanding of why the afflictions are the primary cause. So if somebody were to ask you, of the two, karma and afflictions, why are the afflictions the main cause of suffering, main cause of psychic existence? So imagine if you ask this question, you should be able to explain.
So those
are the two reasons. In order to, then the Namasongpa quotes from Dhammakirti's text. Yeah. And this is provides the scriptural authority. So the commentary on the compendium of Vedic connection says, the karma of one who has transcended craving for existence lacks the potency to project another birth because its cooperating conditions are gone. So the same text also states that because the aggregates will arise again if you have craving. So consequently, it is very important to rely on the remedy for the afflictions. Moreover, since this requires understanding the afflictions, you should become knowledgeable about the afflictions.
Because
the afflictions are the afflictions are the primary cause of our cyclic existence. Therefore, it's very important to be knowledgeable about the afflictions, to know what afflictions are. So, therefore, there are these four points here. Identifying the afflictions, then the order in which they arise, the causes of the afflictions, and the faults of the afflictions. So what is an affliction? So this is how it is explained in the teachings. And an affliction is a mind that when it arises, it disturbs the very peace of the mind. So an affliction is a mind which is a mind that when it arises, it disturbs us. So here there's a discussion of the 10 afflictions. The first 5 are the afflictions which are not non-view. The afflictions which are non-view. They are necessarily afflicted. So I got a bit confused with this translation. Anyway, the other, if I get it right in the future, I'll just tell you. But anyway, for now, the other 5 afflictions which are not in the view, and the 5 afflictions which are the view. Did you
read up on the 10 afflictions?
It's only one page. Did you read?
How many people read? Four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay. We read this on Tuesday, yeah? Go through the 10. The middle length lamrim just one page, you know. The lamrim chubala banga ina kashi man. Oh, tuksin ta des chapor chi yungore, rawa. Lamoto chapoto taminga sedu kana. Ani desu chapor chayi. Rawa chizan desu soso lo samno tang. Ani saming mara nye tishi jam. Ani soso samno tang nye tishi jam na ani kodiru chayi. Chizan nye lo kore sedi malona. Ani de yungchi namsang kodu chapor chayi kore. Just does lot some loy tang. Only Della seems dena got chimbota yarrow dressing, but quadril dress.
Okay, so we should read this on your own. Yeah. So, there's a reason why I tell you to read the text here. Because if you read the text and you think about it, then when you come to class and when you pay attention to while I explain. Then you definitely understand it better. Yeah. Otherwise, if you don't read and you just come to class and you try to understand it, then of course it's very challenging. So this is why I was telling you to read the text. Yeah. But when I say read the text, it's not like you know doing. It's not like the way in which we do our prayers. Blah 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 blah. Mindlessly, but you read mindfully and you think about it. Think about it. Yeah. Okay. So of course, those of you who really don't have the time, then of course. Yes, I can't say much. Yeah. Those of you who do at the time, let's just try, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okie dokie. May he soon get okay. So because it's the Tibetan eighth, yeah, so we do the medicine Buddha Puja, but since we don't have much time, we'll just read it quickly but try to do it mindfully. So on page 102.
Tire, that's all the question.